It's Jefferson Graham. You're listening to the weekend edition of Talking Tech, where I look at some of the big stories of the week and round them up. And you know, this was the week that President Donald Trump doubled down on his trade war with China, announcing higher tariffs that threatened to add 25% or more to the cost of electronic devices and other products produced in China. These would go into effect June 25th. And of course, the big question we all want to know is, what about the iPhone? More on that in a second. The list of some nearly 4,000 products includes popular everyday items like laptops, tablets, and TVs. Chinese giant Lenovo had the number one market share in personal computer shipments in 2018 over Hewlett-Packard, Dell, and Apple, so you can expect to pay more for computers. In the U.S., many big box retailers offered Chinese brands like TCL and Hisense TVs offered at substantial discounts. The Roku-branded TV, featuring a built-in streaming player from Roku, is made by TCL. Expect to pay more for those. Now, for Apple, again, the big question is, will America's best-selling consumer device, the iPhone, which is already pricey to begin with, be hit with a 25% tariff? The top-of-the-line iPhone now starts at $1,100. Some analysts think that Apple will definitely get hit. Others, notably Gene Munster, an analyst and investor with Loop Ventures, takes a minority opinion. He says Apple will not get hit because Apple's based in the U.S. A lot of parts come from China, but Apple's a U.S.-based company. He doesn't think they'll get hit. We'll see. DJI, the Chinese company best known for selling drones and cameras, would get the tariffs, along with makes of low-cost phones that many consumers haven't heard of, like OneTouch or Oppo. Now, the number three cell phone manufacturer in the world after Samsung and Apple is Huawei. They don't sell a lot of phones in the U.S., and apparently they're not going to be growing here either. The Trump administration just put the company on its entity list, essentially banning it from doing business here. So the bottom line is, look to spend a lot more money on devices. Whatever's going to happen with the tariffs is going to affect you because so many products are made in China. Some savvy manufacturers are just getting out of China altogether. GoPro has moved their production to Mexico. I believe Ring video doorbells are also moving to Mexico as well. So I think you're going to see a lot of movement there. And I also believe that the movement will cause some of those prices to go up as well because there are moving costs associated, right? What are your thoughts about the tariffs? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio. I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech. Thanks a lot.